Senate, please come to order on the 44th legislative day. Will the members please vote to signify their presence?
The roll shows 18 members present this morning, Mr. President.
Please stand for the invocation by the chaplain, Senator Sturgiluski.
Dear Lord, we thank you for your greatest gift, the people of Alaska. You filled this land with people of all races and creeds from throughout the world. You brought them together into a community. In ancient times, before we can remember, you showed the way to cross the land bridge, and other early inhabitants came by land and sea from the south. In modern days, you guided people of all colors, brown, red, yellow, black, and white, to the land of the midnight sun. They came from across the oceans to a land of freedom and opportunity to join with those who came before to build a secure life and home for the future. Lord, we thank you for this gift, this community of Alaskans that today exceeds 500,000 sharing in your great land. Amen.
Will Senator Ewing please lead us in the pledge this morning?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Senator Adams.
And ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread on the journal.
Without objection, the prayer is spread on the journal. Will the Secretary please certify the journal?
I wish to certify as the correctness of the journal for the 39th, 40th, 41st, 42nd, and 43rd legislative days.
Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the journal for the 39th, 40th, 41st, 42nd, and 43rd legislative days be approved to certify.
Without objection, would the Secretary please note the presence in the chambers of Senator, is that Senator Porchot? Senator Porchot. Introduction of guests. Senator Coghill.
Mr. President, it gives me great pleasure to introduce to the Senate today a couple of young Alaskans that have achieved. They have a company called Alaskan, and it's an energy-saving device that everybody has to use. But they've received a National Energy Award. They come from Healy. I'd like to introduce to the Senate Clint and Kathy Olson.
Welcome to the Senate.
Senator Fakes.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senator Sturgiluski and I have District 8, which is the Hillside Campbell Lake constituents from the ARCO CAP program today, and I'd like you to welcome them to the Senate and ask them to stand and remain standing until I've been able to introduce all of you. Zoe Calder, Bruce Houston, Tom McKay, Dave McNaughton, Frank Passman, Mike Prescott, Dick Stewart, and Vince Withington. Thank you, and welcome to the Senate.
Further introductions, messages from the governor.
February 16th, dear Mr. President, in accordance with AS 3905080 and Article 3, Sections 25 and 26 of the Alaska Constitution, I submit the following names for legislative confirmation of appointment to the position noted. Alaska Air National Guard Brigadier General Jerry P. Jones.
State Affairs.
Alaska Board of Public Accountancy, Charles Griffin, Paul Robertson.
Labor and Commerce.
State Commission for Human Rights, Sandra Hendricks.
State
Aaron
Affairs.
Isaacs.
State Affairs.
Letter dated February 17th, dear Mr. President. On this date, I have signed the following bill and am transmitting the engrossed and rule copies to the Lieutenant Governor's Office for permanent filing. Senate CS for House Bill 52 Finance relating to access by an interested person to criminal records of all felony convictions, convictions involving contributing to the delinquency of a minor, and convictions involving sex crimes of certain persons and providing for an effective date, Chapter 7, SLA 1990. Those are all the messages from the Governor.
Messages from the House.
Message dated February 16th. The House has concurred in the amendment to CS for House Bill number 165, Jude Ty Lamb, thus passing. Senate CS for House Bill number 165, Judiciary, disposition of property, including the witnessing of gifts of anatomical parts of the body and providing for an effective date. The House has concurred in the amendment to House Bill 188, thus passing. Senate CS for House Bill 188, an act increasing the number of Superior Court judges designated for the 3rd Judicial District to promote an additional Superior Court judge at Kenai and provide for an effective date. Message dated February 20, dear Mr. President, the House respectfully invites the Senate to a joint session in the House chamber at 11 a.m. on the following date, March 2nd, addressed by Chief Justice Warren Matthews.
Senator Rudy.
Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent that the House respectfully accept the invitation, or the Senate respectfully accept the House's invitation to meet in joint session to hear the Chief Justice.
Without objection, we accept.
Message dated February 16th, the House has passed the following, House Joint Resolution Number 70, by the House Special Committee on Foreign Trade, encouraging the President of the United States to select Alaska as a site for a future summit meeting between the United States and Union of Soviet Social Republics.
Is that HCR 70?
Amended.
Senate will stand at ease. Resolution 70 to the Tourism and Trade Committee.
House Bill Number 424 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act related to the Anchor River and Fritz Creek Critical Habitat Area Management Plan and providing for an effective date.
Community and Regional Affairs Resources.
Those are all the bills for from the House this morning, Mr. President.
Communications.
The following reports have been received. A review of economic feasibility of the proposed 138 kV transmission lines in the rail belt, February 1990, from Alan Mitchell, Utility Analyst, Department of Transportation Public Facilities, Alaska Marine Highway Draft System Plan, January 1990, from Jim Ayers, System Director. Copies of these reports are on file, and those are all the communications this morning.
Reports to standing committees.
The Community and Regional Affairs Committee considered Senate Bill Number 398 relating to daycare programs and child care grants and recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 398, Community and Regional Affairs. The majority of the committee recommends do pass. The report was signed by Senator Zemanski, Chair, concurring Senators Frank, Pierce, and Brochot. Zero fiscal note attached. Senate Bill Number 398 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The Rules Committee considered committee substitute for House Joint Resolution Number 72, Resources, requirements for the carriage of oil and double-hull tankers, and recommends calendar. Report was signed by Senator Sturzelewski, Chair, concurring Senators Elias and Kelly and Kutula. This resolution does appear on today's calendar. And those are all the standing committee reports this morning.
Reports to special committees.
There are no special committee reports.
Introduction of Senate resolutions.
There are no Senate resolutions.
Introduction of Senate bills.
There are no Senate bills this morning.
That brings us down to consideration of the daily calendar. Senator Sedmansky. Senate will stand at ease. Please come back over, Senator Halford.
President, I move and ask unanimous consent to be shown as a co-sponsor of committee substitute for House Joint Resolution 72.
That bill was introduced this year in the House. It is available for cross-sponsorship on the Senate side. Senator Ewley.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would move and ask unanimous consent the same motion.
Senator Binkley. Senator Kurtula. Senator Duncan. Senator Sturgeluski, Senator Jaroff, Senator Fisher, Senator Jones. Senator Rohde, would you make that same motion for me, Senator Rohde?
Mr. President, I would move that unanimous consent that Senator Kelly and myself be introduced.
Senator Kelly, Senator Szymanski. Senator Coghill.
Motion.
Senator Coghill. Senator Eliason, just in case. Without objection.
Just don't read it because it's by a committee.
Okay. Madam Secretary.
Committee substitute for House Joint Resolution Number 72, Resources, by the Resources Committee, entitled Relating to Requirements for the Carriage of Oil in Double-Hull Tankers. The Resources Committee considered this resolution and recommended due pass. The report was signed by Senator Fahrenkamp, Chair, concurring Senators Kurtula, Halford, Frank, Eliason, Jaroff, and Sturgeluski. There is a previous House zero fiscal note attached. The Rules Committee considered this resolution and the majority of the committee recommended calendar. The report was signed by Senator Sturgeluski, Chair, concurring Senators Eliason, Kelly, and Kurtula.
Senator Rohde, are there any amendments?
There are no amendments.
Senator Rohde. Without objection, H.J.R. 72 is in third reading.
Committee substitute for House Joint Resolution Number 72, Resources, by the Resources Committee, relating to requirements for the carriage of oil in double-hull tankers.
Is there any discussion? Senator Fisher.
I have a question. Looking over it, Are we covering the states on the Great Lakes at all? I can't seem to find Michigan and Minnesota, because I think there's probably tankers maybe going in there too, and we should include those two, but I can't seem to find it.
Senator Curtillo.
Mr. President, I do not know the answer to that particular question, but this is well known. I suppose for more than a decade now, this bill or information on the subject's been before the legislature, and we had no reason to answer that particular question during the varying hearings at the time. The key statement of the commission was that design of oil tankers may be the single most important pollution-preventing factor, and I think we ought to proceed to pass this legislation.
Senator Fakes.
Thank you, Mr. President. The issue of double-hauled tankers in both the Great Lakes and up and down the Mississippi River, for those senators, just to remind you, there's more tanker traffic inside the Great Lakes and up and down the Mississippi River than we have along our coastline. Ours is relatively restricted to local-owned or American-owned tankers, and these two locales in the United States have an enormous amount of foreign tankers that are even less well-built than American tankers moving into this. The reason this is an issue and the reason this is so controversial in Congress and that the oil spill legislation between the House and the Senate have varying degrees of double-hull tanker stipulations in them is because of the legislators on the congressional level in those states, and because of the recognition that economics will play a factor and consumer pricing will play a factor in those areas. So even we can see a great need for this, and we are in a restricted market in some of those other places where it will indefinitely impact their imports. This is a very much more controversial issue than it is here, and that's what they're working on in Congress. So the good senator from the Kenai has a point, but it is recognized that this would go across the United States, not just in Alaskan waters and not just into the Gulf, and that's why there's a problem in Congress, and that's why we need those states involved need to send this message to Congress to get this passed.
Further discussion? The question being, shall committee substitute for House Joint Resolution 72 resources pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. All members voted. Secretary will lock the roll. Does any senator wish to change her or his vote? Secretary will record the vote. So committee substitute for House Joint Resolution 72 resources passes the Senate by a vote of 20 yeas and no nays. Senator Fisher.
Chairman, I'd like to serve notice of reconsideration of CSHJR 72.
Reconsideration is noted.
CS for sponsor substitute for Senate Bill number 72, Finance, amended by the Finance Committee, entitled An Act Relating to Registration and Endorsements for Contractors, prohibiting the use of state money in relation to certain residential work unless the work is performed by a general contractor who has a residential contractor endorsement, and providing for an effective date. This bill is before us on reconsideration and third reading.
Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that we return to second reading for the purpose of a specific amendment.
Without objection, we return to second reading.
Mr. President, each member has on their desk a memorandum from Legislative Counsel Terry Lauterbach, as well as an amendment by Senator Jones, who would delete 1991 and insert 1992 on page 6, line 25. It was an oversight when other time changes were made in the bill on Friday. I would move amendment number one. I would ask unanimous consent that amendment number one be adopted.
Is that the correct number of the amendment?
Amendment number three. I didn't read it.
Amendment number three.
I move amendment number three. I move unanimous consent that it be adopted.
Is there objection? Without objection, amendment number three is adopted.
CS for sponsor says for Senate Bill number 72, Finance, amended. An act relating to registration and endorsements for contractors prohibiting the use of state money in relation to certain residential work unless the work is performed by a general contractor who has a residential contractor endorsement, and providing for an effective date on reconsideration and third reading.
Senator Rohde, there is an amended center letter of intent.
Mr. President, I would move the amended letter of intent.
Without objection, letter of intent is adopted. Is there any discussion on the bill? Question being, shall committee substitute for sponsor substitute for Senate Bill 72, finance as amended, pass the Senate. Members may proceed to vote. All members voted. Secretary will lock the roll. Does any senator wish to change their vote? Secretary will record the vote. Subcommittee substitute for sponsor substitute for Senate Bill 72, finance as amended, passed the Senate by a vote of 19 yeas and one nay. Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, I move that unanimous consent that the vote on the bill be considered the vote on the effective date clause.
Without objection, the effective date clause is adopted.
Citations honoring Keith Nitre by Representatives Larson Menard, Senators Zemanski, Kurtula, Binkley, and Helford. Honoring Cebu, Alaska, Incorporated by Representatives Donley, Boucher, Brown, Collins, Cotton, M. Davis, Ellis, Finkelstein, Grunberg, Lehman, Zawacki, Senators Pierce, Sturgeon, Jaluski, Fakes, Binkley, Ewing, Kelly, and Helford. Honoring Clark Junior High School, Falcon Flash by Representatives Martin, Furness, Boucher, Barnes, Cotton, Ellis, Finkelstein, Grunberg, Hanley, and Collins. Senators Porchot, Sturgeluski, Fakes, Binkley, Ewing, Pierce, Kelly, Helford, and Jaroff. Honoring Dr. Jim Wilson by Representatives C. Davis, Taylor, and Lehman, Senators Jones, Fake, Sturgeluski, and Helford. In memoriam, Lawrence Mattson by Representatives Lehman, Brown, Cotton, Davidson, C. Davis, Foster, Furness, Hanley, Navarre, Swackhammer, Taylor, Zawacki, Senators Binkley, Fahrenkamp, Kelly, and Helford. In memoriam, Cinca Gregory by Representatives Hoffman and Wallace, Senators Binkley and Helford.
Senator Kurtula.
Move national unanimous consent shown as co-sponsor of the Cebu resolution.
Without objection.
Mr. President, the same motion for myself on the Cebu and the Clark Junior High.
Without objection. Senator Fisher.
Same motion in regard to Lawrence Mattson.
Without objection. Senator Lyons.
Mr. President, same motion in regard
to Dr. Jim Wilson.
Without objection. Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, I would move the national unanimous consent that the citation calendar be approved as read.
Without objection. Citation calendar is approved. That brings us down to unfinished business. Is there unfinished business in front of the Senate today? Senator Rohde.
There will be a caucus in the budget room immediately following the adjournment of today's four sessions.
Senator Fitch.
I believe the National House sent the excuse for the call of the Senate on Monday, February 26th, to go back to the dentist.
Without objection, Senator Fakes. Further unfinished business? Announcements. Senator Jones.
President, the Senate Transportation Committee will meet this afternoon at 1:30 in the Belts Room. The agenda is posted.
Senator Fakes.
Senate Bill 450, the Child Abuse Reporting Statute, Senate Bill 272, an act imposing a tax on certain controlled substances, Senate Bill 358 relating to fingerprinting of minors.
Senator Fahrenkamp.
President, tomorrow at 1:30, Senate Resources Committee will be taking up SJR 65, urging appropriate levels of funding for the land transfers and resource management programs of the BLM. House Bill 311, relating to the issuance of revenue bonds for construction of a road from Portage to Whittier and of the Bradfield River Resource Road, SB 391, relating to farm use exemption from municipal taxation, and SB 359 related to municipal assistance.
Further announcements? Special orders. Senator Lyons.
Sent that I give the privilege of bar to speak about a meeting held in Sitka here last Friday night.
You have the floor, Senator.
Mr. President, I accompanied Senate Hess Committee to Sitka to hold a public hearing on the governor's educational endowment bill. And I believe there were about 16, 17 people who testified. I think six of them were students. And the superintendent of schools testified, two members of the school board, and a number of teachers. And I thought it was a reasonably good turnout. And I think the committee learned a lot of things. And I think they also learned the fact that when I found out the following day that the governor had sent his troops over the day before to rally support to testify in front of that committee, I thought maybe it was rather, a rather poor turnout then because they should have had more people there. And obviously, I don't have a problem with someone testifying on either side of a bill, but I think I have a little bit of a problem when the
administration sends people out ahead of a committee going into community and testifying on their position and gathering people to come out and to support the governor on whatever issue it might be. I think that we don't do that, and we don't spend state funds to send the troops around Alaska to do that. And I would hope that because of that, that the committee would reach their conclusions with, independently of what those people had to say, and either so the governor's people I'm talking about. And I talked to one of the governor's assistants at the airport, and she said they're going to go throughout the state of Alaska, probably a day ahead of the committee, to be sure the people are out there to testify for the governor. But I would hope that if they do that, they would get more people to show up.
For the special orders, Senator Fahrenkamp.
Thank you, Mr. President. I hope all of you noticed on my desk this morning a toy. It's a train made of Alaska wood, made by a young man in our Senator Frankenmeyer's district and the grandson of Dr. Wood. It shows what a little bit of imagination and ingenuity can do with Alaska products and with wood products, and it works quite well. It's a very safe toy.
For the special orders, Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, I've been asked unanimous consent that the Senate stand in adjournment until 11 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Senate stands in adjournment.